the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. Rev, are you ready for this?
Always.
It's show 750.
That's 750, Bill.
I know. And no cake.
Yeah, what's the deal? No cake.
How did we mess up?
What are we going to do on the big grand ol' 1,000?
I think we ought to put that out to the audience.
We should do it from the golf course.
We could do that, or we could have SDSU ice cream.
Or both.
And cake.
Or all three.
There you go.
750.
There you go, 750 this morning. Of course, it's the first of 2 hours. Second hour, it's your agribusiness. But we start with the Home Builder Real Estate Report Card. It's our show of the month. The numbers are through the 7 of the 12 months of 2014. You'll hear from the president of the Home Builders, president of the Realtors Association, well-known financial voice Jim Lowe, Mike Austed on the healthier side of the transactions. But we start with Tony Bachman, Canterbury Village, a part of the growing Keller Williams team.
Hi, good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Even a realtor needs a little time to chill. So with you taking care of the home fires in the eastern part of the state with that team, you're just back from the Sturgis motorcycle event.
Yeah, I was gone last week. I went out to Sturgis just to be part of that rally, and I think we put on about close to 1,400 miles in 4 days, so we got all our riding in that we needed to get in, and met a lot of really nice people and had a lot of fun. So back at it and ready to go. Was doing open houses over the weekend and showing homes and getting back right into the putting back my realtor hat on again, as opposed to my motorcycle helmet.
That's not your Elmer Fudd hat that we wear in the wintertime.
I love our Elmer Fudd hat. That's a lot of fun. Yeah, those Mad Bomber hats that we wear.
All right, Canterbury Village. To me, it's always the perfect sign of location, lifestyle, the marketplace, and what's happening in the industry.
Yeah, Canterbury's been really it's been a hot topic for the last 2 years, and we've had a lot of fun working with it, and we're going to continue to have fun, you know, doing. And I think the thing there is that the Canterbury Village has a lot of what people are looking for in reference to the lifestyle, you know, its sense of community. And also that East Side has really taken off. I mean, East Side has just gotten a lot of interest in reference to, you know, what people thinking that they like it just because it's a little quieter, but yet they still have many of the amenities that are real close, you know, within a mile.
Phase one, phase two of Canterbury Village.
Yeah, phase two, we are in full force with it right now. I mean, we've got Brad and Tammy and Strike from Strike Construction, and then Joanne Strike from RJ Properties, who are part of that whole Canterbury Village. I mean, right now they've got, they're going to be pouring concrete on two buildings today. And then they're going to have everybody all set up and start going as fast as we can, because they're going to have 8 new homes. And they're the zero grade ranch condos that we have. And with that, we already have 4 of them pre-sold. So we have 4 left that, you know, available that'll be probably ready somewhere around the end of November. And then I have 1 in phase one. I have 1 2-bedroom, 2-bath unit left that, and I think, you know, we have some people that are interested, but a lot of times people wait until they get a chance to see the finished product. And so we're probably about 3-4 weeks away from having that unit finished.
You mentioned the word open house. You have a lot of those, but you also do personal tours as people are making their plans on their schedule.
Absolutely. And we've done a lot of those personal tours out at Canterbury, you know, with Brad and Tammy, and Tammy being on our team, you know, with Keller Williams, you know, so she is able to, you know, show them homes and or give them comparables of, you know, if there's something else that's out there that's like Canterbury, but she's there all the time. So it's real easy for us to be able to give you the full tour. And then also you get a chance to talk to the builder, Brad, and he can give you his insights of what he can do.
HOA advantages. One of the things that happened to real estate a few years ago, people decided they didn't want to move the snow. They didn't want to cut the grass. They just wanted to enjoy life.
Yeah, I think that's, you hit the nail on the head there, that last little bit there where it's like, you know, people like the, you know, they don't ever have enough time in their life to do some of the things that they, you know, want to do. We're always kind of pushing. There's just a lot of stuff going on all the time. And then the thing that HOAs give you is they give you more time to spend time with the people that you love and also doing the things that you love to do without feeling guilty because something is being neglected, because there is nothing to attend to when it comes to the grounds, maintenance, you know, exterior of the building, that sort of thing. And then so it's just a certain level of convenience for your life to be able to give you that lifestyle that everybody dreams about.
He's Tony Bachman, Keller Williams, Tony Bachman team. You have a diverse team now, and of course, Keller Williams, since the last time that we visited with the report card, up to 180, 200 or so agents?
Yep, yep. You know, Keller Williams has really grown in the last, you know, couple years, and then obviously with the acquisition in reference to, you know, last week or the week before's news, that also was a big shot in the arm there. But, you know, I think the thing there is that, you know, our team, when you talk about teams bring a certain diversity, and they also bring a certain mix of talents, which when you have a certain mix of talents and strengths, it allows us to be more versatile for our clients when it comes to helping them buy and sell their homes. And also, the other thing is, with something like that is you can't be everything to everyone, but when you have people that have all these different talents, it allows you to be, you know, basically provide them with the best real estate experience they possibly can have.
And it starts with you and another Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And a company.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and Tony Ratchford and his, you know, David Ratchford and Megan and them and you know, the other people that started that here 2 years ago. I mean, obviously, they had some really great vision. And, you know, a couple, he had to work on me for a year. I had to visit with him about two or three times before I, you know, and every time I talked to him, it was one of those that I felt like there's something there that I really need to be, you know, paying attention to. And so it took me a little time. It's one of those that they have a lot of opportunity there. And so we've taken the bull by the horns, and here we are. I'm just about a year later, very happy with being at Keller Williams with all their technology.
Contact information.
Contact information, best way to reach us is my cell number is 201-5998. Our office is 275-0555. And then two websites. One is Canterbury Village, sfsd.com, for anything to do with Canterbury. And then also for our website for real estate is youronlinehomeguide.com.
Lots of ways.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the one thing that is the big thing when we talk about technology definitely has made a big change in the way we do business. But in the same token, it's still a one-on-one, you know, experience. When we're talking to our clients, our customers, it's all about, you know, having that personal contact. And, but, you know, we just have to do it in a different way. But essentially, it's still, you know, providing them with that positive real estate experience.
It's ethics. It's finding the home, selling the home, educating, providing probably the most important thing, the lasting customer satisfaction.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, too, you know, and I know that you're going to be talking a little bit about what's happening in the marketplace, you know, with the next segment. But, you know, fall is typically a great time of year for people, you know, when it comes to buying and selling homes, because we've got past all the summer vacations. And so, you know, if someone's looking or someone's interested, you know, get a hold of, call us or call one of your local realtors, and they'd be more than glad to help you, give you some idea of what your home is worth or help you try to find a home.
Most asked question your team's getting right now.
Most asked question we're getting right now. My head was going about 100 miles an hour because there's a bunch of different questions we're getting.
Well,
but a
couple of three.
Yeah. I think that a lot of times it's one of those that when people are looking at making that move where they have a home right now, and then they say, how do we do this? How do we sell our home and then make the next step? Yeah, there is a number of steps that go part of that. That's probably the most asked question I get right now, because I know that a lot of people are looking in earnest to make that switch, to make that step up, or to make the step down. Like people that are coming to Canterbury, for example, where they have the large family home, they're empty nesters, but yet they're thinking Canterbury Village, you know, has a lot of allure for them. So we help basically navigate those waters for people to make it a smooth, easy transition.
He's Tony Bachman, the Tony Bachman team at Keller Williams. Again, how they reach you?
Cell number is 201-5998. And then our office is 275-0555. And our website is youronlinehomeguide.com.
Mr. Motorcycle himself, back in the eastern part of the state. Glad you're back safe.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Just ahead, the president of the Home Builders Association, president of the Realtors Association, report card, how good is 2014? All when It's Your Business continues. The Home Builders, Brandon Martins, president of the Realtors Association of the Sioux Empire. And as we do once a month, we bring these two distinguished people together to discuss the numbers on building and home sales. Good morning to my two distinguished friends.
Good morning to our distinguished host.
Yes, same. Beautiful tie. Wish you could all see it out there in radio land.
I like these people because, you know, we started the year and it was going to be, how are these guys going to get through 2014 with everything that happened in 2013? And the answer from both of you would be, quite well, sir. We have done well. Wouldn't you agree so far with both of you?
Yes, definitely. Like I said last month, we need to, you know, not compare to 2013 and just look at 2014 as a great year. And obviously that's the case with total building permits surpassing what we had in 2013. 5,653 versus 4,516 for last year. So that's great.
That is good. How do you read the tea leaves, Brandon?
You know, I guess I look at it kind of the same way. I mean, we're not looking at numbers that are as good as 2013, but 2013, by a lot of stakes, was a banner year. I mean, being down just 7% is not that big of a deal when you look at the numbers across the board. You know, you're only talking a couple hundred house difference in our area compared to what it was last year. It's definitely been a great year for real estate in the Sioux Falls area.
All right, let's go to a few numbers. Cindy asked that I kind of give these and let you just talk about them. How's that, Cindy?
Sounds good.
All right, total construction value of the permits, as we have said, is now neck and neck. Through June, there was a $68 million difference. Now, the margin between 2013 and 2014 is only $42 million. You're saying that's millions, but when you start looking at the numbers, you realize that trend is now moving in a direction which could make 2014 almost equal to 2013 by the time it finishes. New residential for 2013 at 150.9. In 2014, 148.9. That margin was cut from $5 million for 2013 to just $2 million through July. Remodeling numbers are astronomical. $93.9 million in 2013. $90 million in 2014. HOA townhomes, not always the same, but 196 permits in 2013, 130 this year. Multifamily units is now at 643 in 2014, 561 in 2013, which was a record. Cindy, when you look at those numbers, we know that 2013 was the best ever. 2014, without a question, is now second best, and may win at the wire.
Yes, and you know, we always end up talking about weather on this show. Now, today's a beautiful day, so we don't have to say anything negative about the weather. But the weather may dictate how well 2014 does. If we have a really good fall and maybe a late frost, we're going to keep constructing, whether it's apartments or new single-family residential. So, you know, the other thing I think about these numbers is maybe we're starting to see some cycles. We've got some developers out there that really think there's going to be a need for apartment dwellers in the future. Maybe more of a need than we've seen in this community in the past. You know, could be a result of the economy that we all struggled through. But I firmly believe that those apartment dwellers, they may start out that way, but they'll move to that single-family house because owning a home is still the American dream, and definitely in this area it is.
Brandon, the one sentence that came from the Realtors Association of the Sioux Empire that jumped out, 28 words. New listings in the Sioux Falls region increased 5.3% to 638. Pending sales were up 19% to 502. Inventory levels rose 10.5% to 1,699 units. Secondary backup, prices forged ahead. Median sales prices increased 5% to 160,000. Days on the market down 8.1% to 88 days. Absorption rates slowed as the month's supply of homes for sales was up 25.4% to 5.6 months. The condo townhome supplies 4.7 months. Your thoughts?
Well, it's basically almost a reverse of what we were seeing earlier in the year. Kind of tags along with what Cindy was just talking about. We could have a really strong finish to 2014 based on the inventory levels being up as opposed to way down. And seeing pending sales continuing to rise obviously means that that means those are pending closings. So those closing numbers are going to continue to climb. We're also seeing the days on market still down. I think there will be a little bit of shift with that since there's more time, more property on the market for sale, but it's still people are out there buying. We're just seeing good numbers with the sales price coming up. You know, it's right where we need to be, prime for the pick in for 2014.
All right, let's look at some of the communities. Homes sold 2013 through the first 7 months of the year. Sioux Falls, 1696. 2014, 1574. That's off 7%. New listings. Sioux Falls, 2595, 2013, 2560 in 2014, where that supply was a big issue earlier in the year. That difference is now just a little over 1%. Area communities, not many of them up. Some of those that were doing very well had slower Junes and Julys. T leads the list percentage-wise, 44 sold in 2013, 57 in 2014, 29.5%. Not far from T is Lenox, 17 in 2013, 22 in 2014, 29.4. Hartford went from 26 to 31, up 19.2%. Del Rapids, right smack dab in the middle now, 41 in 2013, 41 in 2014. House supply of the four, only Hartford had more of a supply, 2.2%. T was off almost 9%, Lenox off 18%. Del Rapids was off 21% in the supply of homes. Down, Harrisburg, down 5.8%, 104 in 2013, 98 this year. Madison, from 54 to 41, that's off 24%. Brandon, 107 to 79, 26% off. And Canton, 34 to 23, that is down 32%, though the sales in July were actually 1 in 2013, 6 in 2014 in Canton. Rural communities go in cycles, but supply of homes, job opportunities, and the it always in play, guys.
Absolutely. When you look at some of those outlying numbers, one of the things we fight among all of those communities is inventory. And the couple communities that are still low on inventory are Lenox and T, but they're still pushing forward with numbers. Del Rapids is another one that's surprising to see flat just because they are low on inventory as well. There's less properties to buy. Hartford, thanks to Cindy, yes, helped that number
that's
quite
Cindy.
A bit.
Amazing.
Getting some inventory out there because in 2013 you couldn't find a house in Hartford. And then when you look at Harrisburg and Madison and as Bill would say, my namesake out in Brandon, it really deals with lack of inventory in those communities. So we're seeing what we saw earlier in the year in Sioux Falls in these outlying communities. And I believe it's a matter of time here towards the tail end of the year that we'll see more properties coming up for sale.
Cindy, one of the things that the raise numbers don't always reflect are homes sold by builders outside of the Realtors Association. What kind of trend is there there?
Oh, that's very, very strong. You know, there's many homes that don't ever get on the market, you know. And back to the smaller communities, it's definitely cyclical. So you need that developer to put in some lots, so some new
homes.
You
got to have land, too.
That's true. You got to have the land and then put in some lots and then sell those to the builders. And usually the homeowner comes right into there that never hits the market. But then that home that homeowner was vacating comes on the market. So there's your cycle, and it takes a year or so. It's not as quick as in Sioux Falls.
Exactly.
Pray to Homes. We're just about a month away. I know that's something that you guys really enjoy, and with the trend through 13 and 14, I'll bet it's going to be a successful Parade of Homes next month.
Yes, I think it will be. The parade is coming up September 13th through the 15th. It's two weekends, and then the next weekend, again, September 20th through the 22nd. So Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 5, Mondays, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. We have about 55 homes on the parade, and we have two feature homes. Those cost $5 a person to go through, but you're going to really see some fine homes. One is by Rosewood Homes at 5501 East York Circle. The other is by Deffenbaugh Homes at 104 East Honors Circle. So it should be a great parade.
Builders still need people to help. qualified people that they can either instruct or they can take from other marketplaces.
Yes, yes. We our workforce development is very key to the construction industry and to the growth of this area. So we as an association want to encourage all young people, people of all ages, to consider a career in construction. It can be a really great career and a great way to support your family.
Brandon, one of the headlines in the last month was that the companies that got some media attention, but it all does come back to one-on-one, working with people, providing the services. If you're the industry out there, you're somebody that's buying or selling a home, it comes back to who you know.
It does. It comes back to who you know. You know, the real estate business, even the building business, is all about relationships. You know, talk to people that you know, get some good referrals for some good realtors, good builders, and make sure that you've got some people with some history to be able to help you with that process. Get out there, talk to people that you know, and help that process smooth along a little bit easier.
You would encourage people to always call a professional.
Absolutely. There's no other way to do it. You know, if you go about trying to do it on your own, you don't know what mistakes you're going to make, because this financial world, as I'm sure Jim would talk about, is ever-changing, and you never know what's going to change with a house sale.
Cindy, same way with you.
Don't
just get a shade tree mechanic to do it. Get somebody that knows what they're doing.
That's right. And our association has many, many fine builders. You can always look online at www.hbasouempire.com. It's open to the public. You can see a list of our members and maybe choose a builder from there.
Brandon Martins, president of the Realtors Association. Cindy Monin, president of the Home Builders. You guys did well today.
Thanks, Bill.
Lots of good stuff.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll see how good the stuff is from Jim Lowe, that financial side of it. Is it good, bad? He's giving us a thumbs up. We'll see what it means after Fox. Welcome back to It's Your Business. This is the report card show for the builders and the realtors. And Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage, longtime banker, executive from a title company, now at Advanta Mortgage, is in the hot seat right now. Jim Lowe, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Bill. Rev.
Financially.
The hot seat?
The hot seat. Oh, this.
Okay.
It always is when people want to know, and we have to ask the questions that way. Wouldn't you agree, Jim?
We do, yes.
Financially, interest rates are still in place. One report in the last month, probably more than that, said that home buyers and sellers were paying more to close on homes this year than a year ago, and that the Housing Affordability Index is still over the 200 level and is 2.6% better in July 2014 than in 2013. What say you, sir?
2 points. One, it said we're in a global economy. Well, this brings it home to you. You know, the Russians and the Ukrainians last week were lining up along the border to attack. Well, it didn't attack, but it messed the market up for a few days. The rates fluctuated, went up some, but they went down at the end of the week. So, good news. The other thing is that we have an economist who does a summary of our numbers. And one of the first things he says is that the truth is price recovery has simply outpaced comparable wage growth. So what he's saying is the wages hadn't kept up with the value of the properties. Well, I don't think that's true in our area, because our index, our affordability index, is still as high as it ever was. So that means people in this area, particularly in this area that are affected, can still afford houses. So rates are hanging in there in the, you know, 4.25 range for conventionals and less than that for government. So rates are still great.
What would you have thought in August we would be talking about for rates when we started the year?
When we started the year in January, when they were talking about tapering and stop buying bonds, I thought we'd be in the 5% range by midsummer. Well, I missed it. A lot of people thought the same as I did that missed it. But hang on to your hats, because I'm thinking 2015 is going to be different, not to be negative, but just if you're going to buy something, get it done.
As the summer comes to a close, and we're not far from that, we got kids starting to school today and next week and the next couple of weeks. Many are suggesting that the new season, the fall, will be even a bigger time.
Well, you know, there's two building seasons in South Dakota. There's the spring building, which closes out the homes in August, and the new building season in September, so building permits will go up. So, yes, I think back to school has a lot to do with it.
getting ready for that. Vacations, because kids are in sports, so they play sports until the end of July. They go on vacation in August, and you get ready to go back to school. So, yes, I think that's slowing things down a little bit in the month of August. If you look at the closed sales or the pending sales, they're down quite a bit for the report, 14%. 19% the pending sales are down. So that means that sales are not out there sitting to close. So, and that has to do with summer blues.
Even though the number that's projected for the next month is better, that's a 12-month average that you just quoted.
That's correct.
That makes a difference. All price ranges getting attention, particularly if you're in that price range, you want it to have the attention. But those in the 200 to 300,000 are what I'm being told by realtors, by builders, is probably getting the most attention, more than it has gotten in the past.
Well, it is. And I think what's happening is the 200 to 300,000, especially above 300,000, is kind of sitting. And people who want a house in that price range, 300 to 500,000, are going out to see a builder. And they're building a house. They're building the house that they want rather than buying what's on the market. But the $200,000 to $300,000 price range has picked up, and which is a good thing.
All right. If someone's out there ready to buy, give us some steps people should plan on doing to be ready to, when they find that house, they can move forward at the pace they want.
Well, I think you should, first of all, plan to buy a house. You should start saving some money so you got a down payment. At least 3% on an FHA loan or 5% on a conventional loan. The more you put down, the better off you are. The higher your credit score is, the better interest rates you get. So make sure your credit is good. And meet with a licensed mortgage lender, preferably Advantage Mortgage, and get pre-qualified for a home loan. And don't overbuy, buy something you can afford. And then meet with a professional real estate agent, a realtor, to find the home that you want to buy. So I think those steps are very important when you're getting ready to buy a home.
You mentioned the word credit scores, and there has been a story or two out about credit scores changing as to how they're going to look at those. What should people know about what's being discussed, and will it happen?
You know, I'm not up to speed on that, Bill, so I'm probably not ready to comment on that part of it yet. I've heard some things about the three credit providers who are going to change their systems and the way they do that. It's hard to figure out how they do it now. So I apologize. I'm not up to speed on that. Can't talk about that this morning.
That's okay. We'll make it another time.
Please do. And I'll get educated next time.
We'll get you up to speed. And who knows if it's just a headline on a morning newscast someplace or in a newspaper, and it may not even happen.
May not.
Advantage Mortgage, tell us what's going on with
you. Yes, I'm pleased to announce a new associate we hired this week. We hired a gentleman named Tim Miller. Tim's going to be processing in our office. Tim came to us from our premier home mortgage in Rapid City. He transferred back to Sioux Falls, and so, of course, we took the opportunity to sign him on. Looking at a couple of new lenders, perhaps in the next 30 days we're going to put on. We're concentrating right now on our databases that we've established over the years. I think you have to get out. In order to do business today, you have to get out off your desk, and you have to talk to people, get referrals. You have to talk to realtors. You have to get outside because the refinance days are over. You're not going to get those.
We're planning on making a trip to Bismarck for the two-state. We haven't done that before with this radio show. What do you think we'll find the difference between North Dakota and South Dakota?
Well, of course, North Dakota's got their, you know, oil boom, things booming out there, especially in the western part of the state. And I just got back from Rapid. I spent a couple of days out there in the hills relaxing a little bit with some friends, and I had a chance to stop in our office and talk to Cindy, our production person. And we're going to sponsor a booth in Fargo, or in Grand Forks, right?
Bismarck.
Thank you. I don't know where I'm going, but Bismarck. We'll be there for sure.
I don't either. I haven't been to Bismarck.
So we're going to have a booth up there. I'm going to talk two of our associates here to go up. So we'll work out something with you on sponsorship up there.
Good. Looking forward to that. How do people reach you at Advantage Mortgage?
605-275-2777. Apply online at our new website, advantagemortgage.com. You can upload all your forms right there, right from with your bathrobe on at 2 o'clock in the morning, if you like.
That makes sense. And next hour, we'll check and see what that loan rate is doing this morning.
Craig will be there for that. Look. We're playing golf tomorrow, right?
We are playing golf tomorrow. It's SME?
SME, right. SME's tournament, 12:30 shotgun.
Okay. I think
and Kurt's,
they'll let me out of the building for a while tomorrow.
Let him go for a while?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Jim Lowe, Advantage Mortgage. We appreciate the financial side of it. When we get back, the dangers in your home, led by Radon Gas. Plus, Jody Schwann, she's not a danger in your home, but we'll talk about the cover story all when It's Your Business continues. Well, it's that time in the show where I need to talk about a good night's sleep. Comfort King. Jim Lowe was leaving and said that a good night's sleep might have been in his works, but I don't think he got one because he was coming across the state from Rapid City. I got one over the weekend, I will tell you that. And, you know, when I ever want to talk about Comfort King, I usually bring in my A-team guy to help me kind of tell the story. Because in my case, Carolyn and I in January found Comfort King. We went to the factory, just the right settings. And I had to get ready to speak to 150 people Saturday morning, okay? I'm a keynote speaker.
Oh, well, nothing less, Bill.
I know. And I had to make sure my radon gas wasn't working in some way.
Yes.
But it was a nice group of optimists from Canada.
What gas are you talking about, Bill?
Don't go there. Huh? Minnesota and the Dakotas. But I had a good night's sleep. I was ready to talk. And then with the breakout session, you know, I talked about everything but Comfort King. And I think these people that had traveled and were staying at one of Sioux Falls' finest bed locations, like the Holiday Inn or one of the others, their beds just aren't as good as a Comfort King, your own bed. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. I've had the Comfort King mattress for 2 years now, and it's great Monday morning. I need all the help I can get, and it starts with a good night's rest, especially facing Bill in the morning. It's a keynote. Got to be on the game. And I'm refreshed.
Well,
a Comfort King mattress.
One of the things about Mr. Mike Austed is he has a Comfort King.
Yes, I do.
You know where as you speak.
Yes.
And you speak wisely, and you look brighter-eyed than some of the other guests this morning. My guess is they ought to hear a little more about a Comfort King.
I think that would help. You got to get a good night's sleep. You got to face the week running and gunning, and that's the way to start it off, I'd say.
All you have to do is go see Chris Larson. It's near the mall. Ladies can find it. Gentlemen will follow. And you find a place that they'll get you controllers for each side of the bed. They'll get you the massage side of it, the zero gravity, something that will give you a return on your investment. 365 days a year, except those nights that you're on the road. The Comfort King is for you. All right, from Comfort King to A-Team.
Maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Good morning, Bill. And like John Hannibal says, we love it when a plan comes together with the A-Team, Dakota Radon Mitigation.
Well, let's make it come together.
All right.
You know, one of the fears that people have is disease and illness. And for many people, all they need to do is a little checking in their home.
Yes. And that's what we do with Dakota Radon Mitigation. And congratulations, Bill, on show number 750.
Imagine that.
Yes. Nice drum shot from our drummer, the Rev here, running the controls.
Oh, when you say 750, you're always going to get one of those.
3/4. Hopefully the cake and ice cream will be coming. I know you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. We need to work that out.
Yeah. But, with radon mitigation and radon testing, and part of this show is a real estate program and building numbers and real estate, this is a concern on this end of the, in this part of the spectrum on homes and in the Sioux Empire where radon gas is more elevated than in other parts of the country. So with these shows, 750 and many previous over the last couple of years, that's part of the awareness and planning ahead. And Jim Lowe had talked about planning ahead and mortgaging, planning ahead on home building. It takes a year. Plan ahead on adding value to your home and assessing the risks. And radon risks are more common in this part of the country. It's affordable to get the home tested. And if the radon levels are high, it's an odorless, colorless gas, radon is. Get it addressed. Get it fixed.
You know, as I talk to these people from the Dakotas, from Minnesota and Canada, they all had the red line in their future. And I kept looking at these people wondering if they were doing what they should. You know, we were talking about service clubs not dying. I was worrying about another kind of death that the Cancer Society worries about all the time. And they basically want you to answer the question, why? Why use Dakota Radon and why protect against radon?
That's a good question. I mean, we can search up a lot of information on radon and radon gas. What do we do if we have elevated radon levels? Where do we go? And that's where Dakota Radon steps in. That's my wheelhouse, is addressing homes and working with people, not just one time, but with realtors over and over again. We're here, we're local, and
One of the reasons why you should use Dakota Radon is the experience. This has been my line of work full-time, in and out for the last, day in, day out, I should say, for the last 9 years. And every day is new. Every home and every property and structure is a little bit different. There's no real cookie cutter formula. So you want to go with experience, somebody that's got a reputation of addressing the problems affordably and doing the job right. And part of the A-team music and the fun we have on the show is, as John Hannibal, the general on that show, is we love it when a plan comes together. And when you install a radon system, Dakota Radon does have a plan, and there's more components to the system than just the installation part. There's other professional factors that go into a system. It's just the electrical component. Dakota Radon uses an electrician. There's a fan that runs continuously. There's national quality standards. These are all to be respected and done and performed day in, day out. There's also a certification process that isn't required. Anybody could probably get into this work. Some do and maybe shouldn't, but they don't go through those steps. Dakota Radon has that built in. Another thing is working with home inspections and quality assurance. Testing is a key component. And keeping a separation of duties in checking a radon system and the testing for the air quality in the first place, you should have a third party to do that. And I use professional third-party inspections to check my work. You're not just going to take my word for it. You're going to have somebody else make sure.
We could, but we should.
You could. Oh, yeah, and you wouldn't go wrong, Bill, of course.
No, but I think in the best interest of our listeners, that third party is pretty important on anything that deals with your house.
Mm-hmm. And some of these safety issues, like the electrical work for the fan that runs the radon system, there's a lot of things that need to come together to be done right, not shorthanded, not part-time work. Again, this is day in, day out work at Dakota Radon. We're not doing roofing one day, maybe a deck staining the next day or painting, and then shoelace retipping the next, and then we'll bid a radon system next week. This is day in, day out work with not just real estate professionals that we've developed relationships with, but with the homeowner in education and the person that isn't selling their house.
You've improved your website.
I know
you've been on the road, and you said, I'm on the road. I can't improve that website. You've improved it.
Yes, and it's pretty neat. I've got that on DakotaRadon.com. You can do a risk assessment. You can ask. There's a questionnaire. It'll ask you, do you spend a lot of time at home? Do you have maybe a daycare at home? Do you exercise in the house? There's certain factors that make one be even more concerned about radon than, say, someone else.
Last minute, mediation, if it's needed. What does that entail for the listeners?
Mitigation is to respond to a home that is tested high, and that's the wheelhouse of Dakota Radon. That's installing the ventilation equipment, the fan, and working within the structure of the house to get the radon out of the ground. It's offsetting the pressure of the gas that gets into the home naturally, continuously, and getting it out and keeping that out of the home continuously. So there is a lot of work involved. And again, each structure is different. I offer free estimates, guarantee of performance, and third-party checking on the retesting. That's part of the Dakota Radon package. And not many others, if any others, offer that in the mitigation department.
Mike Austin, Dakota Radon Mitigation. How do they reach you?
A real good way is to call direct. Sioux Falls, 605-201-4704, or text. Email me, Mike at DakotaRadon.com, or check out the website. You can contact us through there, DakotaRadonMitigation.com.
Maybe you can hire the A-team.
And we can help, Bill.
I want to go for a cruise in the van.
I pity the fool. Going to ride in that van?
Jody Schwann is next.
Thanks, Bill.
Back at Advana Mortgage with Jim Lowe. Jim, why should I use Advana Mortgage?
At Advana Mortgage, we specialize just in mortgage loans. At Advana Mortgage, we process and underwrite our own loans here in Sioux Falls. We have loan officers on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our interest rates are very competitive.
Apply online at AdvanaMortgage.com.
275-2777. NMLS number 162-291. What is Advana Mortgage's mission statement?
Advana Mortgage emphasizes the highest professional standard of mortgage lending, priding ourselves on our integrity, honesty, character, and competency, knowledge, and communication. Advana Mortgage has a passion for serving customers and will strive to become the strongest and best mortgage lender in the market.
Stop by our new location at 57th at the Bridges, 57th and Western, or call 275-2777. Take the first step. Visit us at AdvanaMortgage.com. Advana Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. An equal housing opportunity lender. In a year that water made news, smarter water is better water. Connecticut is a cleaner water system that will efficiently clean and transform your tap water into a crystal clear drinking water for your entire family.
Hi, I'm Julene. Excessive hardness and iron in your family's water system can stain your dishes, your shower, or your clothing.
The Connecticut system is a simpler, cordless approach, no electricity.
Save up to 75% on your soaps.
And take that repair guy off your speed dial.
Visit ConnecticutSiouxFalls.com.
It's Connecticut, Connecticut, Connecticut.
Whether it's close to home or halfway around the world, we've got you covered. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal, joins us for the cover story of the week. Jody, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Well, you're a little later in the show because it was report card day.
I know, I remembered. I didn't call in at 9, so I guess I'm a little bit with it this morning. Maybe that's a good sign.
All right. Now, sometimes you can't always tell us all about the cover story. Is that one of these times?
Yeah. Sorry about that, Bill. You know, I said, I think maybe a week or so ago, that at one point I had four different potential cover stories in play. And this was a case where I thought I knew what direction we were going on Wednesday. And then a deal came together. Some people were ready to talk. So we changed gears. It's not done yet. We shot some photos this morning, I think. We're going to break some news in Wednesday's cover story. I can tell you that it's about an interesting redevelopment project, a really unique opportunity. But that's about all I can say at this point. So we'll have lots more to talk about on Friday.
Any other breaking news this morning?
Yeah, we were able to announce an interesting new venture for the folks over at Nyberg's Ace. You know, they recently finished off a nice size expansion of their store at 41st in Minnesota, and owner Kevin Nyberg thought that he wanted to include a retail component to this bill. I mean, that's a really key intersection, you know, from a traffic standpoint, visibility and retail. So he thought this would make a good opportunity. He just wasn't sure what the right retailer might be to go ahead and bring in there and tie in with the Ace Hardware store. Well, he found it in his own industry to a certain extent. He was at a trade show, talked to a wholesale partner that he works with quite a bit, and this wholesaler specializes in workwear. So what he decided to do is actually create a new retail concept called Dakota Workwear, and they are just finishing stocking the shelves with all of the new pieces of apparel and accessories, boots, all kinds of things. The signature brand here is going to be Carhartt, and I'm told that they're going to bring in some of the specialty Carhartt merchandise, including the Carhartt for Women line, which I did not know existed. I'll take any excuse to go check out a new shopping opportunity, though, so I'll probably wander in there. They're going to try this out at the 41st in Minnesota store, hoping to get it open around Labor Day or so, and then depending on how things go, could look at expanding that new Dakota Workwear brand either with some of their other existing Ace stores or potentially even as a standalone concept. So one to watch from Ace Hardware.
Jody Schwann, I have to tell you, 9 months ago today, you did the Losing Ground story.
Yes, service clubs.
Over the weekend, we talked about the story, showed the cover, people read it again, and we think we've come up with some things that will let clubs work together from both areas of South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Canada, thanks to your story.
Wow, excellent. Great to hear.
So we'll be putting it together, okay. And then you can let us know when it goes to print.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks, Bill.
Jody Schwann, Cleveland's finest before LeBron James and Johnny Fox.
Oh, geez.
I love it. That's great. Big times in Cleveland sports, Bill.
There you go. John and Valentino's 41st and Willow. John, good morning.
Good morning to you, Bill. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine. For people in our audience, many of them look forward to Monday. Why?
Because Monday, it is our senior day at Valentino's. We're all good-looking people, 55 and old. We get 10% off their buffet all day on that day. And, of course, they're coming in for the Grand Italian Buffet, which has one of the best salad bars in town, plus
pastas, pizzas, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy, and all that good kind of stuff.
All right, we're going to do it the salad quiz this morning, and we're in our last minute and a half, and Rev said that we may have to carry it over into the next hour, but the question is simple for those that are at Valentino's. Joy wrote the question, so here it is. Where do you find the forks at Valentino's? And the best clue, they're not at the buffet table. 336-1320. The winner that calls in with the correct answer gets dinner for two at Valentino's. Where do you find the forks? At Valentino's.
Easy enough.
Easy enough if you've been there.
All right. Yep.
Again, pizza, pasta, lasagna, chicken, all of the above. But you have great salad bar as well, and we found out Friday that you have more than just veggies on the salad bar.
Yeah, we sure do. We got our famous cookies and cream pudding. A lot of kids come in for that's their number one item.
Like hello, AM. You know where
well,
the cooks are.
We appreciate all you do. I know that my waistline sometimes doesn't. And you haven't had to roll me out yet. It looks to me like Rev has already got a winner. And the answer to the question, where you find the forks at Valentino's, they're on your table. You don't go to the buffet to bring them over. The fork is right there. I love what you do with that.
You know, that's the number one asked question here.
Where the fork is.
Yeah, for the new people and everybody with Alzheimer's.
All right, we do have a winner. We'll announce it next hour. And we do appreciate John being with us. Valentino's 41st and Willow, the great Italian buffet. Rev says the clock's running. Our time's up. Thank you for yours.